You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
702 and Cape Talk.
Technobite with Aki Anastasio.
Technobite is brought to you by ESET Internet Security. Enjoy safer technology.
Good morning, young man. How are you doing? You look, you do, when I say young man, because he's had his whole metrosexual weekend. You did your waxing, you did your eyebrows, you've shaved your head, you've been for a facial. Isn't it the most wonderful feeling in the world, hey? When you walk out of there, you feel like $1 million.
You do, but when you, you know, have a beard all the time, you do look a bit weird when you're clean shaven.
Yes, yes.
And then the first thing is you go and check to make sure you don't have double chins.
Yes, I know, that's
always
a problem.
Do I have one or do I have two?
No, you have none.
I'm looking down.
You have none? You have none.
Thank you. You
gorgeous,
can stay.
Gorgeous man. Gorgeous man. So listen, there's some interesting things happening on our continent.
Fascinating.
So, yeah, so firstly, IBM, this is a great initiative, announced last week a $70 million investment in building, digital, cloud, cognitive IT skills to help support the next century workforce in Africa. And, you know, this is where it's happening on the continent. And, you know, don't look at the negative news, because negative news is easy to focus on. I look at the positive news, and I believe that this is the continent where it's happening, and I'm very, very excited and proud to be African and proud to be on this continent, because this is where it's going to happen in the future. And this is a great initiative from IBM, and they're going to be, you know, giving skill and developing skills in about 25 million youths over the next 5 years. So this is great, because it's about enabling digital competence and nurturing the innovation on the continent. And they're going to use this through, you know, a few different ways. You know, they put up a website firstly, and it's on the Technobite link. If you go to your CBS's page, you'll find it over there. But it's basically, they're offering free cloud-based online learning stuff, okay, using IBM's Bluemix, for example, their cloud platform. And through that, it's very cognitive, because they're using Watson, which is their smart artificial intelligence, which will adapt to the way that you learn. But it's all free, which is fantastic. And, you know, you can go on and you can learn about stuff. You can learn about the cloud. You can learn about apps. You can learn about IT skills, about, you know, digital privacy, for example, cyber protection. They've got so many different things that you can learn on. And I just think it's a great initiative that IBM has embarked on, investing on the continent. And $70 million is great. I mean, they've already got a massive laboratory at WITS, which is doing great things, which I want to go visit one day. We must actually get the person in charge of that laboratory. Do you want to say something?
I just wanted to ask a cynical question.
Go ahead.
Why are they doing this? Is this like kissing babies type of equivalent?
No, not really, not really. Actually, IBM...
Well, they really care about the digital divide.
No, they do. And this is not the first project. Now, IBM has been involved in quite a few projects. They've got quite a few... they've got, I think, two laboratories on the continent. There's one in Egypt, there's one in Johannesburg. So, really, IBM has been investing, and they put their money where their mouth is. And I've spoken to quite a few of the executives over the last couple of years when they come and visit. And, you know, they've got a big center over here. So, they really are, you know, serious about making a difference to the continent and to the world. And this leads to the next question, because, you know, Cameroon has become home to Africa's first ever Google Code-In winner. Now, what this means, it's that Google has this coding championship every single year, and they give kids and, you know, kids from around the world lots of skills to do. And then I think about 34 of them get to go to Google's headquarters. And these are the best of the world from all over the world. And this year, 17-year-old Nji Gba, I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, he's from Cameroon. And interestingly enough, the Cameroon's going through some interesting challenges itself at the moment, because the government has cut off internet access to some parts of the country. And this young guy used to travel and walk many kilometers every single day to compete with people around the world who have access to computers at the touch of their fingertips. So against all odds, this young man, Njingba from Bamenda in Cameroon, to be exact, you know, beat a lot of people, thousands of people from all over the world, and he's going to be going to go to Google's headquarters. And this guy's got a bright future, because, you know, part of this competition is to solve problems. Google throws stuff. You've got to, like, learn how to code. You've got to know what you're doing. And this guy used to go to somebody else's house, I think his cousin's house. He would code there with limited internet access. He has beaten and fended off thousands of other competitors around the world, which I think is fantastic. And I'd love to see more people from the continent going to Google and, you know, winning this Google Code-In competition every single year. So as I said, 34 people from around the world are the grand prize winners. He's one of them. Isn't that wonderful?
It's gorgeous.
It's fantastic, fantastic. Yeah. So well done. In fact, I had to complete 6,418 tasks, if you really want to know. There were students from 62 countries around the world, and this guy's made it. So well done, well done. This is a great moment. So finally, I've been playing with this LG V20 smartphone, and it's quite incredible, you know, that the Android operating system is really, really coming to life. And if you look at this, it's no different to, you know, an iPhone or, you know, other similar phones out there. But it's amazing how this is using Nougat, which is the new, the latest operating system of Android. But what's cool about this is that it's focused on really the camera. It's focused on the video quality. It's got all the bells and whistles. It's packed with features. And what I really love about this is it's incredibly beautifully built. It's using military grade, materials around it. It's got an aluminium back as well. So when you feel this LG V20, you feel that it's really a good quality phone. What's nice about it? Do you want to feel the phone?
Actually, such a nice. Do people pay you for these things?
Because it's like, I wish they did.
It's like it's beautifully built, and I'm like,
no, but hold it in your hands.
Like every device it brings in here every week.
But hold it in your hands and tell me what it feels like. What's nice about the LG V20 is the following: is that, you know, today a lot of the manufacturers are integrating the batteries into the phone, so you always have to look for a charger. What's nice about this is that it's got a removable battery. So you can carry a spare battery in your pocket and then swap it around and, you know, change the battery, which is quite nice about it. So LG, that's the V20. It's got a great camera and really a good phablet. It's cute. Really a really, really good phablet.
And so, what does it say in the top right corner?
What does it say? Oh, yes, it says Aki. No, but that's what's nice about it, because you can customize it.
Lovely.
So that's what's beautiful about it. This is part of the features on the phone. So you can customize it, and then you can, like, it's got a dual screen as well, by the way, so you can work on two things at the same time.
Take good photos.
That camera is amazing. Take a look at it. Open it up and see. There you go.
Absolutely.
You took a snap.
I took one.
And?
Very good.
It's got a really cool camera. And the other little gadget that I bought with me is the LG 360 camera, which looks like this. Remember, I bought a couple of these in the studio before. I've been having quite a bit of fun with this, because you literally hold these cameras up, and if you'll notice that many of your Facebook friends might have 360 degree pictures, and you can scroll around the picture and you can see the view as you were in the room itself. And this is the LG's version. It's pretty easy to work. It's got a mount as well that you can mount it on a camera tripod. It's got a remote functionality as well. And really, it's tiny. It's the size of, I don't know, a baby cell phone, I would say. And you can put it, hold it up, and you just simply press a button, and it just takes the picture and it uploads it, and you can do video as well. So it's really, really cool. Now, Eusebius is doing selfies, and I want to see how this selfie is going to come out, because I'm going to have to tweet the selfie that he's doing. So he's really looking for all the camera
angles.
I'm trying
to find the appropriate smirk, though.
There has to be... there's got to be an online tutorial on which is the best angle. And you know how many people have written about this? I went once to a press conference, Eusebius. It was last year. It was one of the big press conferences that I went to at one of the big technology shows. And it was quite interesting. This room was filled with these tech bloggers, okay, with these tech journalists and bloggers and, you know, like people coming to write about the technology. So their guest of honor was some blogger who is like got like gazillions of followers on Instagram. And this she was like worth something like $10 million, and she was like 19 years old. And then she comes on stage and gives us a like 45-minute lecture on what is the right way and what's the correct angle to take selfies. And everybody was furiously writing notes about this technology, about, you know, so she like gave us a 45-minute keynote address on how to take the right selfie.
To be fair, there is such a thing as selfie game.
No, there is. And this is big, you know, the youth of the... Oh, that's a beautiful photograph.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, Eusebius. Look at him. Isn't
Couldn't
he?
Have done it without LG.
Gorgeous man. Look at the journalists. Not a smile in their faces. Anyway, so the point is here. So the youth of today, we might not take photographs as serious as the young people of today, except Eusebius, mind you. He spent about 5 minutes taking the selfie, did he not? He spent and he took different angles. There's probably about 10 different shots.
I deleted the bad ones.
But it's a spectacular photograph. You look amazing, Eusebius. And we will post this online on the Twitter account and all the other social media platforms. So that's it for me.
Thank you, Aki.